This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to our Radio K Pulpit listeners. I'm so excited to be with you, or both of us. We're both excited to be here. I'm Calvin.
I'm Terry.
And this is Couples of Destiny. Yes, we're coming to you with another segment, an awesome segment, in fact, this week. You know, we want to talk a little bit about the broader family, specifically, you know, the way we raise our children at the end of the day. So if I were to title this this afternoon, I would say healthy parenting, healthy marriage.
Yeah, I think you need to buckle up because this parenting is a huge topic, quite needed as well, because, you know, the little humans can somehow manage to test our holiness and our Wi-Fi.
That's so funny. I mean, you and I have got lots of experience with raising children, yours and mine and ours. And it's very difficult, especially if you're in a marriage where you have that situation. And it's difficult because you don't know if your spouse is just being harsh on your child, their child, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. You know, the thing is real. We need to be real because the parenting is a third wheel sometimes in our relationships, and we need to look at that third wheel very, very intentionally. You know, people sometimes put parenting on a back burner when it comes to the relationship, or they put the parenting before the relationship. So you choose today. Let's get ready and invite friends to join this broadcast as we dive deep into the parenting matters.
Awesome. We're going to go over to song break, and when we return, we are going to continue on this awesome topic. So get some family and friends around the table and start listening to this very important message that we're going to give you this afternoon. We are talking about healthy parenting, healthy marriage, and sometimes there are arguments in the relationship because of how you parent or your spouse. And, you know, we all have different and diverse backgrounds, the way we grew up. And I've got one way of the way I think a parent should respond in a specific matter when a child does something wrong, or even when they've done something right. But the spouse might have a completely different view.
Well, you know, the Bible says we must have one vision, one goal, one purpose, you know, because when we talk about parenting choices, it can affect your unity, your intimacy, and even your sanity. But, you know, but today we've got some real scripture stories and survival tips to help you navigate through this, because sometimes, you know, the Bible says in Amos 3, through can two walk together unless they are agreed? So this applies to parenting as well. It's not agreed. If it's not in agreement, the house walks in two directions.
Yeah, and I mean, you don't want to come home and there's division. You want to go to work and there's division. You want to go sleep and there's division. That's not what we want. That's what God called us for. And so it's so important that the listeners understand this is a vital topic. Many marriages fail because of this.
Yeah. Look, we have a mixed marriage, right? So there was a situation where I would prefer a way that my children had to be treated or raised or disciplined, and Calvin as a stepdad would have his way that children must be treated and disciplined. So we couldn't both. In the beginning, we did it very wrong, you know, but then we learned as we went on that we need to have the same mindset in discipline, you know, because we have to ask ourselves the question, do we have the same vision and values when it comes to raising our children? You know, and this is where that temptation, especially for young children, where their world is centered around their parents. Sometimes your schedules, your attention, even your bed can be interrupted by the children, you know.
Yeah, and that's actually an important point, because your intimacy time, your quality time, the child invades that area of your life. We understand when they are still babies, and We've seen it many times. We've done it. Mm-hmm. We've allowed you buy a cot for your baby, but after a couple of months, you decide to take the baby into your bed because it's more convenient to feed the baby in bed,
especially when it's winter. Yes, you know, because suddenly the king and queen are sleeping with a tiny dictator in the middle every night, and that tiny dictator will tell you where you must sleep and what you must do. So parents, husband and wives need to be in agreement. They need to come to a united, stand as a united front when it comes to these things, you know, because your marriage is the foundation, not an accessory to parenting. Like Genesis 2:24 says, the two shall become one flesh. Yeah. That was before the children, before ministry, or before car seats.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. So, you know what I've learned with children? They become beautiful little manipulators from a very young age. And so they know how to manipulate mom and dad, and they tend to... a friend of mine always says that, you know, the enemy comes in to divide and conquer. So that's what they'll do. They'll divide the two. You know, they'll pull mom one side or dad one side and get favor with them just so they can get their way and say, but dad said it's fine, or mom said it's fine. And eventually when the argument starts between husband and wife, it's really because of the little one.
That's a little manipulation what they use. You know, they know who to ask, and they watch you. If you're not if you're not in unity, they will know how to use that for themselves. Because the thing is, are we prioritizing us, or are we just becoming a can call it business partners of a daycare, for example? This is basically what we are, business partners, and we need to see each other's vision in that and understand how we want to move away from that. Because the thing is, you know, when we look at discipline, some people want to talk it out, and others want to bring out the big wooden spoon from 1995. Yeah. You know, say, hey, yes, lovey, I'm going to sort you out now. And the kids runs away because of this big wooden spoon. But the Bible says so clearly in Proverbs 13:24 that whoever spares the rod hates their children. But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. So the key word here for me is careful. Yeah. It's not about anger. It's about unity and love.
Yeah. You know, if I get back to talking about, you know, so many times we act out of what we went through as kids in our own home, and we want to spare our kids that, but then we could do more harm than good in the marriage. So, for example, I do understand that some families and couples went through terrible childhoods with beatings that were excessive, physical violence. It wasn't a hiding. It was really it was violence at the end of the day. So you end up, you know, looking at your child, and your child might be irresponsible, manipulative, naughty, all these things that they'll try and do, and you spare this rod at the end of the day because you're thinking back from your childhood, what you went through, and eventually you might do more harm than good. Or maybe you can't control yourself if you do start introducing this rod of correction at the end of the day. Well, that's why you have a spouse, you know, and maybe they'll have a better temperament when it comes to that. So you need to really seek the Holy Spirit and ask God the better way. I know there's timeouts. I know there's all sorts of things in removing the things that they like. But, I mean, even if I think about when we raised our kids, if I gave my kids more than 3 good hidings or 4 good hidings in their lifespan while they grew up in my home, that was a lot. But they listened.
Yeah, because I think the important part is the discipline. Yeah. You know, discipline isn't just punishment. It's actually discipleship.
Yeah.
You know, because you're helping them, you're raising them in the Lord. This means to be spiritually aligned too. So we have to be so vigilant as parents to pray over our children together. Pray over them together. Don't just let the one parent pray. And also when you correct them, correct with love and lead by example. Because you know what? The kids do what you do. Not just what you say. If you're shouting, but saying, don't yell, well, congratulations, you've just confused the poor child. Mm. You know, it's senseless you saying to the child, stop screaming, but you shouting and screaming, you know. And I see this happen so often, you know, you realize that you're shouting and the child's shouting. It's like, why are you shouting? You know, so it's a to and fro, basically, but the child will do what you do. So we need to align our values and behaviors for that which we are disciplining them for. You know, it must reflect God's love, how we do it. And it must be something that the couple decide together. Not in front of the children to say, yeah, but I said that and you said that. You know, it just causes confusion.
Yeah, that's one of the key points, you know. If you're having arguments as husband and wife, don't do it in front of the children, especially when you're talking about the children. Because that's where these kids, they know, okay, we see there's division here. And so they know who's for them and who's, call it, against them in that fashion. And so they'll pick the one that's softer. And so always be cautious in that. You know, just go and have a breakout room and just discuss this, you know, or if you can't discuss it at that time, just get back to it later. So it's really important, because the enemy will come into your marriage through the child. You know, the innocent little child, they did nothing wrong, but the enemy will use situations, will use your past, your fears, your phobias that you've had when it came to disciplining. And discipline is so important. If you avoid discipline in the home, I can guarantee you that your children will create problems for you. They'll have problems in their adult lives. And you will look back and you'll say, oh, but why didn't I... Why is this child like this? Why? Well, you got to look back to this specific message that we are giving to you right now, that you have an opportunity to enforce certain rules in the home. And
it's important. You know, I think when we get back after this next segment, we will dive a little bit into that part where we shouldn't let the kids replace the covenant.
That's so powerful. We're going over to a song break right now. We'll be back. Stay tuned with us. Invite family and friends to listen to this on Radio Cape Pulpit. Radio Cape Pulpit family, we're talking about healthy parenting and healthy marriage. And we were delving into, you know, when children get involved in the parents' lives at the end of the day. I mean, they are there. We obviously have to care for them, but there are certain points where husband and wives need their own time, you know, and they cannot disrupt that covenant, as Terry just mentioned earlier. And they tend to encroach on that at the end of the day. So you need wisdom. And I believe that healthy parenting is an energetic style which involves, you know, providing nurturing and a supportive environment for children to develop. And this is important in a well-rounded individual. So your child has to be well-rounded. So you want to know that you're sending your child into the world that's been well-rounded.
Yeah.
You've done everything you could to assist and to grow your child in every area of their lives. They've received sufficient discipline. They've received sufficient education. They've received sufficient instruction. So there are various aspects, and we'll touch on some of them. And maybe you are doing it. You're being a brilliant parent this afternoon with your child. But maybe you're omitting some areas. You know, so it involves quite a few aspects. Some of them, boundaries. You've got to set boundaries with your child. And there's others where you got to foster open communication. I find that when we had our teenagers, they didn't communicate that well. I don't know, with me, maybe I was just too closed up with you, possibly. But you need to have a proper line of communication, clear communication, and that there has to be communication. You want to get involved in their lives and understand what's going on. And then also just modeling those, you know, positive behaviors, you know?
Yeah. I mean, here's a truth bomb. One of the greatest gifts you can give your children is a strong, loving marriage. When they see that as a foundation, they become secure, strong, centered, and confident, because they learn from what they are seeing. You know, when we prioritize ourselves, as I said earlier on, or have we become a business business partners running a daycare. This is what I always reflected on when we were raising our children. I mean, we have an empty nest now, but looking at how they went from toddler to teen to young adults to being adults now and mothers, you know, married of their own kids, children, yeah. married and divorced and married. And so it's that you look at your children and you say, is this a reflection of what we created, what we've built, you know? But you'll know that you've left a legacy. You've left something in them where they know that they've got to turn to God, because discipline, unity, and spiritual leadership is so important. It's so valuable and so vital, I think, in children's lives today when we're talking about discipline. There's a lot of things that some of us want to talk it out and others want to bring it out. Again, like I said, they want to bring it out by using the rod. And the rod is not always going to work. And sometimes we need to facilitate a conversation. Yeah. It's just a matter of, so what do you think are the consequences of your actions? So you want to have a tattoo or you want to have a nose ring, you know. I can't stop you. When you're over 18, you decide what you want to do. But I taught you the values and principle in life, and what you do with it at the end of the day is up to you. You know, we always say, why I want to make a permanent mark on a temporary emotion, you know, when it came to those kind of questions. So we don't want to just punish our children. You know, we want to raise them in the admonition and in the love of the Lord. So when we're talking about this, for me, I like laughter in my house. I like to apply grace. I like to talk about how we want to be honest with our children. We want our children to be honest with us. I remember always, and I still do it today, you know, have open communication. Even though, you know, especially in their teen years, you know, they need you to get into that space. You need to have face time with them, you know. One teen will say to you, Mom, I don't believe everything you say. I just Googled it. You know, nowadays you go to AI and, you know, it's like having that kind of intelligence. But now we've got to have biblical intelligence over all of these things, right? So we need grace. Parenting can stretch your patience and your prayer life, but it can also grow your marriage. You know, I like that part. It can really grow, because I feel like many times when we sat down and had a coffee date and spoke about what happened with this child or that child, we do it together with you, man, humility and with the Holy Spirit. And that makes it holy ground. You know, I feel like when you talk about that in your home and you just discuss things, like we have our family meetings and we always used to sit with the kids and say, all right, so what was your week like and what happened to you at school? So it's important to have that kind of communication. One girl said to me one day, I don't know how to speak to my mom. And I said, well, what do you think is the problem? And she says, my mom never looks at me when I talk to her, and I don't feel I can share my deep things with her or share anything. And I think it's just a communication breakdown that they have. You know, the mom sees herself in the child, and the child is angry at the mom because of various things. So they have that breakdown, and there's that wall that they've built up. So how do you help a child like that to break through that wall? So I just feel like parenting, single parenting, is really tough.
I mean, you're touching on that, you know, and it's not just female, but male as well, you know. And that's where that, you know, that balance comes in, where you need another figure. And it's very difficult, because to be a mother and a father for your child if you are single. And that's where you need to ask the Holy Spirit, and you need to be part of, you know, a strong community, in your church, possibly your family, that there's one figure, whether it be male or female, that could assist in balancing the life of that child, in their nurturing and rounding their behaviors and things like that. Because I always encourage the men in our church, you know. Many of them, including myself, our kids are out of the home, married, self-sufficient. We've raised them, we're fathers, but it doesn't limit us from being fathers to the kids in our home. There are other kids in the community that do not have fathers. And if I remember the amount of positive communication that's been was given to me as a child by a parent or a father figure, if it was two or three times in my life, do you know what impact that made on me as an individual, as a child? just when someone spoke positively in my into my life, whether it be a male figure or female figure, it really made a tremendous impact. So I want to speak to those individuals out there that are listening. There might be your neighbor's child or someone down the road or whoever that might be. Speak life into that child. Tell them that they will excel. Tell them that they will be who God wants them to be. So that's really, you know, we can play an active role in the community as well.
It's so true, you know, because it's our responsibility. And I always say that, you know, when there's goals, you need a dad to affirm them, to build their confidence and helping them to build self-esteem and all of that. And I remember, I mean, we're launching in September our Academy for Royals, and we're talking to young girls from 13 to 17 year old about these things, self-awareness, a lot of self stuff, you know, self-worth and all of that and self-esteem. So when we talk about self-esteem here, we're thinking about how children just start develop a sense of self when they are babies, you know, how they see themselves through their parents' eyes, like your tone of voice, mom and dad, speaks a lot. Your body language speaks volumes to a child. Your eyes, when they look at you, what do they see? Do they see the love of Christ Jesus? Do they see that? Some reminder of that song, I see Jesus in your eyes and it makes me love you. I feel Jesus in your touch and I know he cares. You know, that's just the words of the songwriter. So this is so important for us as parents, you know, that every expression is absorbed by our children, our words, our actions. As a parent, how we affect their developing, their self-esteem, more than anything else. You know, you've got to just shift out of yourself, because sometimes parents, listen, I know sometimes you don't feel like being a parent because you are emotionally still suffering maybe from some trauma or something in your relationship that is not synchronized, or you're just going through a challenge and your children are feeling this. They sense the atmosphere. They pick things up in the spirit. So sometimes we as adults, we need to put our adult feelings aside and get down to the children's level and not make them feel responsible for how we are feeling. Yeah. I know there are young children that say, I'm sorry my parents had to go through a divorce. You know, I think I'm the cause of it. And I mean, parents, your children listen to your conversations. Yeah. They feel like it's their fault. Each time you're arguing and you're bringing up their names or you speak about their children, they feel like they are to blame.
And I mean, I know we're going over to a break shortly, but you know, on that point, when a child is small, we cannot impose adult issues on a child's brain. They don't understand it at that point. So it's stuck in their brain. They don't know how to interpret that conversation, that communication that you had, that issue, that discussion, that argument. They can't interpret it at that age. And so it's locked up in their memory. It's locked up in their soul. They become adults and they still feel this guilt because they could not interpret that. The mind was too young to understand what was going on. So I encourage parents, do not have those arguments or discussions in front of your children. Because I experienced that even with my own kids, you know, writing me letters, and I realized they overheard my conversation and it was nothing to do with them at the end of the day. It was to do with the situation, but they took it personally.
Do you want to talk about that one letter quickly with the finances?
No, I don't want to talk about that. But we're going to go over to a break right now. We'll be back shortly, so please stay tuned. Radio Cape Pulpit family, we are talking about healthy parenting and healthy marriage. And we've gone through quite a bit of information on you as a parent, what your role is, and also in your relationship as husband and wife, or whether you're a single parent. And there's just so much we can offer this afternoon, but we just want to hit the nail on the head for some of the certain specific areas. And I talked a little bit about boundaries earlier on, and I spoke about communication. So importantly, you know, a healthy parent-child relationship is built on mutual respect, trust, and understanding. So if we talk about communication, we talk about positive communication here. Openly communicating with children, actively listening to their thoughts and feelings, and validating their emotions are crucial. Terry just said earlier on about the example with the girl that said, "My mom never looks at me. She's obviously busy with all sorts of stuff. She never looks at her in the eyes, never says." So make time for your children. In the same way in your relationship as husband and wife, the mere fact that you're doing that to your child is maybe the way your parent did it to you, and the same is happening in your relationship as husband and wife, where you're not looking at each other, you're not focusing on each other. So it's really just a cycle, and really it's an ungodly cycle, an unhealthy cycle that's repeating in your life, and you don't want your child to go through the same thing.
I think some parents are not even aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, but they need to be made aware, and that I actually encourage the child. I didn't want to talk too much about the counseling aspect of it, but you can be encouraged to write a letter to your parent or parent to the child. Because I feel sometimes the parent needs some help because a parent has a bit of a low self-esteem or something that she might be ashamed of. We don't know the bottom of the root of the problem, you know, but get to the root. And to get to the root, you can always phone in here to the radio, to the Cape Pulpit, and there's counselors available that can help people through these kind of challenges, you know. But parents also, sometimes we can change, you know. When something that didn't work before, you might have spanked the child or whatever, and it didn't work, the child did the same thing over and over again, or you might have disciplined in one way, but they go back and do the same thing over and over again. Try something different, you know, because your parenting style can be flexible. Because sometimes we feel let down by our children's behavior, and sometimes they just have unrealistic expectations. You know, like, we've got to do things to them because John Doe has it and Sue has it, I must have it, you know. All these, the pressure of the world out there. But parents who think in for their children, for example, they think that their children are good at what they taught them to do and they don't need to do anything further. Your child still needs your help. They still need your guidance. They still need that, because every environment has a different effect on the behavior of your children, no matter where they are, whether it's school or whether in the workplace or wherever they are, with their friends or in the park or in a game room. I mean, nowadays, when you see kids hanging around in the malls, they're all sitting in the restaurants, but everyone's on their phones. You know, I don't know what kind of relationship or communication they're having. So if you also parent constantly, maybe you have a young child, I'm sure my children can attest to this. They have young children who are two-year-olds who will really test you. They say, no, don't do this. No, don't do that. And I don't like the word no. I always say to them, stop using that word no. And I think they've all learned about that now. Rather change their attention. Draw their attention to something else. Yeah. You know, there's so many ways in which you can do things for parenting. There's so much information out there as well on how to do it better, and groups you can join to help you with that.
I think, you know, really just your child has a self-esteem, and we need to boost that. We as parents, we're in the pivotal role and an important role of boosting it. We don't know what goes on when they go to school. We don't know what goes on when they're with their friends. They might be picked on and bullied. You know, the bullying culture, everything that's going on there, really just boost them. Kids start developing their sense of self as babies when they see themselves through their parents' eyes, really. You know, your tone of voice, your body language, and your every expression are absorbed by your kids. Have you ever seen them watch you and listen to you and look at your eyes, your mouth as you speak? I look at my grandson, one of my grandchildren, the baby. He looked at me another day as I was speaking. He was just looking at my mouth all the time, looking at my eyes. So he was absorbing so much at the end of the day. So your words and actions as a parent affect their developing self-esteem more than anything else. So important, you know. Praising accomplishments, you know. However small, will make them feel proud. Let kids do things independently will make them feel capable and strong. Again, if I look at the little grandson, I said to my daughter, why do you let him eat? He's throwing the food all over the floor. And she said, Dad, he needs to develop and learn these things himself. He wants to. If I try and feed him, he doesn't want. He wants to do it himself. So allow them. You know, maybe I'm just a control freak, and I've been that with my kids. And so, you know, you got to change. Be adaptable as a parent. Be adaptable. When we grew up, where there were certain P's and Q's, you only sit there. You don't speak. You don't this. You don't that. That's how our parents raised us. But we can change. You know, our future generations can change at the end of the day, because, and that's how you allow them to be independent. You know, when you start putting your children in a box, they feel restricted, they feel condemned, and that's when they react when they're teenagers. And you say, but I did nothing wrong. But in fact, you limited their growth by not allowing them to be free, you know, even as babies. And so it's important that we build this self-esteem. Avoid making loaded statements or using words or as weapons. You know, comments like, what a stupid thing to do. you act more like a baby than your little brother, you know. So little things like that. Be careful. You can damage them. It's worse than physical blows to the body. We need to be encouraging. Choose your words carefully and be compassionate. Let your kids know that everyone makes mistakes and that you'll still love them even when you don't love their behavior, because that will irritate you. That will upset you at the end of the day. So one of the other aspects is we look for opportunities, or always looking for what the child is doing wrong. I will say this, find your kids being good at the end of the day.
Mm.
Have you ever stopped to think of how many times you reacted negatively to your kids in a given day? You may find yourself criticizing far more often than complimenting. How would you feel about a boss who treated you with that much negative guidance, even if it was well intentioned?
Well, here's a more effective approach. When you catch it, the more effective approach is to catch kids doing something right.
Yeah.
So sometimes you made your bed without being asked, and then you'll just say, "Wow, that's terrific," or "I was watching you play with your sister and you were very patient, you know. I'm very proud of you." So these statements will do more encouragement for them. It will encourage them to just project good behavior in the long run than repeated scoldings. Mm. Look for the good in what they are doing.
I mean, in marriage, it's the same thing, right?
Mm.
We always want to point out the failures and the faults in the relationship between husband and wife.
Mm.
And I think that's reflected in your parenting style. So that's why I bring it back: healthy parenting, healthy marriage.
Mm.
So you'll be able to see the similarities and the parallels in this, that the way you're parenting is the way you actually modeling in a marriage at the end of the day. And so you need to compliment your spouse in the way you compliment you. If you're being negative to your child, you're being negative to your spouse as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I find that many times when we used to say that to the children as well. Say, "Wow, that was really nice of you to offer your friend that," or to, you know, whatever they did nice, just compliment that for them. Make a point of finding something to praise them every day, you know, and also be generous with your rewards. Reward them for something that they've done. You know, there's love. There's so much love we can give. There's so much hugs we can give. You know, and compliments works wonders. And you know what? They are not often rewarded enough. So many times you'll find your children growing up so quick that they don't even realize that they've changed.
Mm.
They've changed. Their behaviors have changed. They've grown and morphed basically into something that you would have liked to see. Sometimes I look at my girls and they are all married now, and each one of them has a little bit of me in their lives. You know, I see in their home decorations, in the way they do things with their children. Some of them are just so organized. I'm not praising myself here, guys. Listen, I'm just looking at the good work that the Lord has done in them and how they have navigated and sort of planned and made homes for themselves and their families. You know, it's just a beautiful sight. But each one is so unique in their way, because when they have to establish house rules, and I feel like we should get them on the radio with us to come and have conversations with you about this, because I look at each one of them and I say, "Wow, you're actually a really organized mom," you know, and then they will always say, "Well, I got it from my mama," you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, God is just so amazing in how we bring things together. It's so important for us as parents to make time for our children.
You know, there's so much more we can talk about this afternoon relating to this topic, and maybe we should have a part B to this.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go over to a song break, and when we come back, we're going to pray for the families. Maybe you're just challenged, you know, in your marriage with this situation with your kids, and we'll come and pray for you after the break. So invite your family even around the table, and we'll just decree a blessing over you. So we'll go over to a break right now and be back.
Great family, we get to that place that, well, makes me sad, because I feel like we can have the conversation forever and a day. But parents and children, you know, this conversation, I believe, has so many different avenues to it, and everyone had their own perspective. But we're always going to bring it back and grounding it in the Word of God. And God's Word says, you know, be rooted and grounded in love, and whatever you do, do it in love. So your love story doesn't have to stop when you become parents. In fact, it can deepen in this time. You just need to keep choosing each other, no matter what happens. You know, date your spouse again. Hold hands at the soccer game, wherever you go. Whisper prayers over each other while folding the laundry. Parent with purpose and love with intention. I love that part. Because the thing is, you know, husbands always have this passion and desire to just provide for their family and to know things. Sometimes my husband doesn't always know everything. He doesn't hear the conversations. Then I have to feed you with what the conversation was today so that you can be informed and be on the same page where we are at, you know, because the healthy parent-child relationship is built on mutual respect, trust, and understanding.
Yeah. You know, it's so powerful. And I want to encourage the families out there, parents, husbands and wives, let's not repeat what our parents did, the negative things. We can take the positives, set boundaries, discipline with limits, not excessive discipline. You know, I've had an instance I remember with one of our family members mentioned to us that, you know, the child reacted in the first time they've seen their child react in that way. I think she was 16 or 17 years old. And she really just rebelled and they couldn't understand why. And it's because they enforced so much rules upon their child. And sadly, they never knew that they were that there was anything wrong. They didn't think there was anything wrong with them enforcing those rules because they wanted her to be academically, you know, higher than this and that and wanted to be an achiever and all these things and placed so much pressure on her. And eventually when it just, the bubble just burst and the entire family had to go for counseling.
Yeah.
And they, the parents then learned after that that, wow, we didn't realize this was happening. She kept shutting that inside and keeping it inside until one day it just, she just exploded.
Mm-hmm. We're going to actually have someone on our show shortly coming within the next few weeks who has a good insight on what happens with children when they are become drug addicts or they go off on the rampant or something and parents feel like it's their fault. They feel to blame and they don't know how to deal with it. They become depressed and discouraged and whatever. So parents, stay tuned. Families, stay tuned. We've got some beautiful shows, beautiful guests coming up to bring insightful messages and encouragement for you so that you know that you're not alone. Yeah. But in the meantime, be a good role model. Yeah. And it's if you need help, there's help. Just call.
Let's pray for you right now. Father, we just thank you for every family, every couple, every husband and wife, single parent that's challenging the situation right now, Lord. They've listened to this broadcast. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that they will take the nuggets, what they've learned today, Father, and apply it to their lives. Let's not repeat the faults that our parents made in the past. I decree a blessing over each and every family right now, Father. I pray, Lord, that they will walk in unity, Father. They will walk together. They will work together, Father. They will speak with one voice, my God. I cancel every negative word spoken over families and children right now. Uproot all that evil word spoken over them right now in the name of Jesus. I release your love, your joy, your peace into their lives and over them right now. Your anointing, Father, over those parents, Lord, to be able to raise their children in a way that is pleasing to you, my God. And so I bless them right now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen, amen. I'd like to hear your comments, your reviews. I'd like to hear what you have to say out there, listener, about this conversation about parenting. And if you're challenged with any parenting matter, put it out there. There will be someone that will reach out to you. You know, don't be afraid to comment or share or like what you're listening to at this moment.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. Till next week.
Bye.
Couples of Destiny saying bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.